This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. My husband's life has been changed quite drastically since he received Jesus Christ as his Savior, said a young non-believing wife to me, and I like him far more as he is now. That's what God has in mind when he brings anyone into a new spiritual relationship with himself. He wants to make your life attractive. Take note of all he has provided for you as you read through Ephesians, the next book in our project of reading through the Bible in 2 years. By the end of this year, we will be done. Paul prays in this book that God will enlighten Christians to understand and then lead them into the experience of what they understand. Ask God to answer that prayer for you personally. And remember, spiritual loveliness is not something vague, sentimental, or emotional. It's not something we can put on at will. It's the product of God's workmanship within us. He commands us to be filled with the Spirit so that we will minister to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord. A beautiful, rich, full, abundant, overflowing life. Spiritual loveliness. That's what God wants to create within each of us and manifest through us. He also provides all we need to do battle with the enemy of our soul. Read the book of Ephesians with these truths in mind and ask the Spirit of God to make them become a reality in your life. When you go to my website, gettingthemessage.org, to review the scripts of these programs, you'll find other resources that will help you in your Christian life. And I trust that you will be in touch with me. You can do that through the website as well, gettingthemessage.org.